And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary with Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. I don't own the rights to any of this music, but I wonder, did Mary know she was kissing the very face of God? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. At 12 years old, Jesus said to his earthly parents, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Then he went down with them to Nazareth
and was subject to them. And as Jesus grew and matured, his mother Mary kept all these things in her heart, how he increased in wisdom, reputation, abilities, achievements, favor with God and men. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. When they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were 6 water pots of stone, and according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, he said, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now." So Jesus went on to walk on water, to heal the sick and the infirmed, to give sight to the blind, feed the hungry, raise the dead, taking the sting out of death and the victory from the grave. For very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord. As they stood there puzzled, 2 men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. You know what? He is now interceding for me and for you, preparing our eternal place of rest. He's Jesus, Mary's babe, and God the Father's only Son." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the great I am.
Daughters, did you know that your baby child that you delivered was shown to deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would put sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Walked where angels trod. When you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Mary, the lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation?